The National Disabled Veterans Winter Sports Clinic brings nearly 400 servicemen and women to the Roaring Fork Valley for 5 days of skiing, rock climbing, even curling and sled hockey. The event, sponsored by the Department of Veterans Affairs and Disabled American Veterans, aims to improve attendees' physical and mental health and help them adjust to life with a disability. Many see the week as a chance to push their limits. Two white buses carrying nearly 50 veterans come to a stop at a ranch in the Mid-Valley. As they step off the bus, some take the hands of volunteers for support. A few are lowered down in wheelchairs. Two sweep white canes in front of them as they walk. Others have scars that aren't visible, traumatic brain injuries or post-traumatic stress disorder. A group of ROTC students from Glenwood Springs High School salutes them.
Freeze them off!
These veterans were all injured or became sick during active military service. Vicki Cuthbertson here from Long Beach is quiet. Her eyes are serious. She was in Iraq when her truck hit an explosive. She suffered a traumatic brain injury. Civilian life is tough for her.
It's too, busy, crowded, so.
Cuthbertson was spending most of her time isolated in her apartment a few years ago. Concerned friends brought her to the winter sports clinic. She likes fishing because of the peace and quiet.
It's not real, I always say, people-y.
Tom Scootley, president of the Roaring Fork Valley Fly Fishing Club, which is volunteering here today, says lots of people fish as a form of stress relief, these vets included.
You're not thinking about, I got a doctor's appointment tomorrow, I got therapy, this, I have to, this, that.
First-timers learn how to cast with volunteers. They fling yards of fishing line out in front of them with quick flicks of their wrists, aiming for colorful hoops spread out on a grassy lawn.
Just lift up, pause, and go forward.
The more experienced fishers grab rods and head to a nearby pond stocked with trout. The shore is lined with volunteers ready to help.
Let them pull. Let them pull, okay?
Evangeline Douglas from Virginia is one of the first to catch a fish.
Teamwork, we got that.
Great job.
Douglas, a middle-aged woman with stylish dark sunglasses, was in a motorcycle accident on her Army base. She was in a coma. She still doesn't remember some things from her past. She says she thanks God that she's come as far as she has. And she's thankful for today, too.
And this clinic is a blessing to let us know that we can still have an active and normal life.
Runar Paulison from Florida fishes from his wheelchair in the shade of a willow tree today.
In the military, we fought to provide freedom for our country, but these programs have provided freedom for us.
Paulison has multiple sclerosis, which causes the brain and nervous system to deteriorate. His symptoms started when he was a medic in the Marines and for the SEAL team in the 80s. He was seriously depressed when he first came to the winter sports clinic 7 years ago. One of the sports he tried was rock climbing.
It was like, I can't do that. But I did. And I was so excited about it. I enjoyed it so much that when I got home, I joined the rock climbing gym.
After that first clinic, he went to his local VA to ask what other sports he could do. They got him a hand cycle, a reclining bicycle that you can power with your upper body. He's been in 7 marathons since then, but he's dedicated himself to more than just sports. He volunteers and advocates for other disabled veterans. He says vets have an instinct to serve that doesn't go away.
A lot of us join the military to be of value, to provide a service to the community or country or whatever.
Paulison now brings other disabled vets to the clinic, so they can experience things they may not think are possible. Fishing and skiing, yes, but also finding a new sense of strength and identity.
Good job.
Thank you.
Kristen Kay, Edlis Neeson Arts and Culture Desk.
The Arts and Culture Desk at Aspen Public Radio is funded by the Stefan Edlis and Gail Neeson Foundation with a mission to support the arts, community, and outreach.